It is the beginning of Channel 101, a continuation of the visit from Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. Channel 101, beginning of Channel 101, a continuation of the visit from Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. Channel 101, a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. The tape doesn't begin for another 30 or 40 points. The tape does not begin until another 30 or 40 points. The tape doesn't begin for another 30 or 40 points.
I guess that's right.
Yes'm. Her sister says, well, Bessie says she had to take care of a woman like that for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But,
but you see, Florida May, she makes arrangements all the time, you see. You don't do that. And it looks like she wouldn't have any trouble like that, but it looks like she's going to.
It looks like it's coming on.
But now, like you said, you know, wherever she goes, she sort of makes arrangements.
That's right.
Like she wanted that funeral put late on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to have the food up there at the church.
At the church. But she didn't get it.
No, but she thinks like
she
that,
wants
you know.
That. Well, you know, Florida May, she's the kind, ain't you seen folk like to do something big for sure? Well, I just like I go fix something, I go bring something. All right, you come along. Well, Daisy sure arranged things. Now, folks like to do a thing for a name. That's the kind Florida May is.
Yeah.
Now, she wanted the food and everything up there. Martha had it at her house. And that's where it ought to be. I told her. I asked her. That Friday I come along, I said, well, where you going to serve them at? She said, right here. Said, Miss Dawes want me to get the dining room. I said, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have it right here. I said, that's the thing to do. I said, you let your chickens, dogs, and cats eat up the scraps here at your own house. Oh, they don't hold off. She said, that's what I'm going to do. So, she did. Well, I don't think Florida May brought a biscuit there. But she carried away a plenty. Oh, yes, she carried her and walked Chef away. You see, they'd come and she'd come. She'd get two pile up plates. She carried off out there somewhere. I think she carried down to her mom's or whosoever car brought her there. They'd put them there. I said, well, I don't want nothing to eat and I don't want none of it to carry home. And they had the food there. And they left lots of them. They sure had some well-thinking women to take care of. I think it was Doris, Alice, and Pinky. When they got them all served, Martha got two ice boxes there. One up on that little porch there. One back around there somewhere. Now them girls filled them boxes up with that food and left it there for that family. You know, they sure didn't haul that away like they usually do. So them women put it up.
That's Doris and
Alice from Boldman and Alice's mother. It was three of them.
Pinky.
Fixed it.
Pinky. That's Allie's mother?
Yes, sir.
Now, who is she, Daisy? Who is Allie?
That's Pinky's daughter.
Who's Pinky?
That's, I don't know what Pinky is. I've been known a long time, but she marries so fast and goes on. I don't know what she is now. All I still know, Pinky. They live at Boldman.
Is she Marty's friend?
Uh-huh.
She's one of Marty's friends.
Yes, and at least her daughter's Martha's friend.
Oh, I see.
Well, them and my daughter's friendly. So that's why they put them three together.
I see.
So what one say, well, then the other two will agree. Well, if them two don't agree, they'll change it, you see, and think it ought to go another way. But, yeah, and they got that stuff put away.
Yeah.
I just sat down, house and looked at them, see how was it going to rain.
You watched them do it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want nothing to eat. You see, they had a plenty to eat, but they didn't have nothing I hadn't seen. And here nothing I couldn't cook if I wanted.
Now, Florida may has ideas, but she don't.
She's not much to work.
I see.
You have to leave her church. Now, when they serving down there, well, I guess she's faithful. But just like the funeral and serving at the house there, she never turns to stuff. No fun fixing it. She'd come get two plates and go put them somewhere. But I know she put them where she could get them. We, after a while, she'd come back and get two more. I know she done that twice.
Just for her own eating.
For her and Walt, she get home, put in her ice box. When they get rid of some, she take it out and warm it.
Looks like she ought to be able to raise it. Now, this man that you spoke of, he arranges things too. But he's so quiet, you know, Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd's so quiet, and all you'd think he
you
never...
can't hear. You can't hear what he said. But now, he wasn't to the funeral. He come after the funeral. They see, that was school day. And he had to take care of that bus.
Mm-hmm.
So what else he brought the children's home and finished, then he come on around there. But he wasn't to the funeral.
But now he also knows how to do things.
Mm-hmm. He think he do if he don't.
Yeah.
And most of the folk fools him. Make like they think he do. But Lord can make as bad a mistake as me. Lord is like this. If he want it like that, that's what he wants, regardless to who don't want it. If he want it, and he think if he says so, they ought to agree with him. That's the kind of man Lord is.
Oh, he kind of...
self-conceited.
Makes up his mind.
Yes, sir. He said, I don't know. Lord's all right in his way.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, he does put in time over there, don't he?
Who? Oh. But I don't want to. You see, as long as you're in Lord's house, you don't get grown. You never be able to boss yourself. Or nothing you buy. He had one, though. She took care of herself. That's Gladys. If he get too tired on her, she leave.
Yeah.
Go somewhere and give him a job. Fine, you know.
That's his girl?
That's his girl. So, finally, she married. She lives at Bowdoin. Well, one of his girls live up here between here and Gainesville. He don't have but one that's married live right there by.
Yeah.
And I don't think they are so happy to be there. Now, this second girl was married. They first lived at Bowdoin. In that old schoolhouse. Well, I think there's too much going on there for her or him didn't like. So they bought a little place up here between him and Gainesville and built them a house up there. Somebody said he sold this old schoolhouse to somebody. So they live up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord have some trouble trying to get to boss them. Of course, he didn't boss them. Them men. They'd kill him quick. They could take care of themselves.
Is that right?
I said, that's what he needs. Somebody talked plain. I said, man got a wife, house, and 2-3 children, and then he got to tell him what to do. I said, I don't blame.
Why, it's hard. I just can't imagine Lord telling anybody what to do, Miss Davis.
Well, he will. He's in his family.
Yeah.
And then when they marry, he think they ought to come under him, just like he got his children, but they won't do it.
They won't do it?
No, they won't do it. Now that, then what live right there by, I think they've been into it once or twice. But I think that second spit, I think Lord, he kind of know to behave.
Oh.
He said, that boy told him, I don't go to your house to tell you nothing.
Oh.
And I ain't got nothing to do with what you do in your house. And I feel the same way about you and me. I do what I please in my house. I bought it. I paid for it. I put my family in it, and I'm in it. And if I don't know by now how to take care of them, I don't need your advice. You stay home. You treat me like I do. I'm not going up there to tell you, no, don't you come here and tell me nothing. Because, you see, if you make a practice of it, something bad might happen to me or you one. And I'm asking you, like a man, don't come here bothering me. I don't think Lloyd been back. There.
That's pretty straight.
Yes, that's straight. You know, you get tired of it. I said, that's what Lloyd needs. I said, but his family. I saw what Gladys, when he speak, draw up, and they draw up like a rat. Scared.
Oh.
But his wife, she takes so much off him, and then she lays it right back on him. Tell him just what I'm going to do and just what I ain't.
Well, Miss Daisy, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Now, he has ideas about over there, I guess, over at the church.
Oh, yes. You hear him say that? Lloyd said so-and-so. Mr. Lloyd, he said so-and-so. I said, well, who is he?
Well, now, he handles all the money.
Him and Raya. And Nettie Snorty, I think them is the committees or something. That's when time is spent. Lloyd and Raya, they's the one to tell you where it ought to go and how much of it ought to go there.
Well, that's
good.
They watch out for it. Watch out after that money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, I've been over there a number of times, and it looks like Lloyd is the one that seemed like he always sits at the table on this day.
Mm-hmm. I guess I got to get back down to that old man.
Oh, Faye, we got to get to town.
Yeah. Was it Miss, who was telling us about that baby show guy? Was Lloyd's grandchild involved in that?
What?
Was there a baby show?
I don't know.
Who told us, I guess? Well, you didn't tell us.
No, I hadn't heard about it.
What was that?
Yeah, I've got to get into town. I've got to get back to my
house.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, this pie.
Hey, you run Miss Daisy down there. I'm not quite got my stuff ready.
Okay.
And she needs to get on.
All right. Oh, Miss Daisy, I love this pie.
Well, you said you like potato pie.
Oh, my. I do, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I thank you for all the good things you've done for me.
Yes, sir, we sure have that. Appreciate that good rain. Oh, we needed that, Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
Goodness. This is Channel 1 over, around 3:50, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 12th of May, 1971. Channel 1 over, around 3:50, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 12th of May, 1971.